Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the top updates around the COVID-19 vaccine. India's vaccine production capacity is best asset the world has today is what UN Chief has said, calling for India to play a major role in global vaccination campaign. He said, and I quote, "I know that in India, there is a very high level of production of Indian developed vaccines. We are in contact with Indian institutions for that. We strongly hope that India will have all the instruments that are necessary to play a major role in making sure that a global vaccination campaign is made possible." With that, India has gifted over 50 lakh doses of coronavirus vaccine to several countries, is what Ministry of External Affairs has said. It is 55 lakh doses that we are talking about to neighboring countries and several of those who wanted the vaccine vials. The MEA spokesperson confirmed at a media briefing that India has sent doses to Sri Lanka, to Bahrain, to other countries like Bhutan, Maldives, Nepal, who needed the vaccines. With that, Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine works, but less so against variants. The announcement has come amid, worry of variety of vaccines being rolled out. But if they are, protective against the new variants, the mutant coronavirus, the world is desperately waiting to know the results. And Novavax Inc. has confirmed that its COVID-19 vaccine appears 89% effective based on early findings from a British study, and that it is also seems to be working, though not so well, against new mutated versions of the virus circulating in the country and South Africa. All right, with that, let's move on to the top updates from India. Let's start with the vaccine tracker. Nearly 5 lakh beneficiaries have received coronavirus vaccine in India on January 28, and more than 28 lakh people have so far been vaccinated for COVID-19 in India. Of these, over 4.91 lakh people received the vaccine in one day on January 28. And more Made in India vaccines are on the way, is what PM Modi highlighted in India's vaccination strength in WEF address. So World Economic Forum's dialogue in Davos, and he said that, apart from the vaccination drive, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also credited a robust testing and treatment mechanism in India that, helped to reduce the pace of coronavirus transmission in the country. And he highlighted the strength of the vaccination program in his address. While doses of 2 vaccines are already being supplied by India, he said that more vaccines are on their way. We know that Bharat Biotech's Covaxin and Serum Institute of India's Covishield by Oxford AstraZeneca are cleared by the drug regulator for emergency use. Also, lockdown restrictions in Maharashtra extended till end of February. So till 28 February, the government continue the coronavirus-induced lockdown restrictions in the state. A circular to this effect was issued by the state government, and spread of the virus, and the government feels that there is a need for emergency measures. With that, the government's guidelines include operationalize mission begin again for easing of restrictions and phase-wise opening that will remain in force till the end of February, as per reports. If we talk about the life of Mumbai in Maharashtra, Mumbai local trains will open for public from February 1st. But there will be restrictions on timings to manage the crowd in the Mumbai local amid the pandemic. But they will be open to public. The state government has approved the resumption of the suburban train service for the general public. As per the order by the Maharashtra government, the public will be allowed to take local trains till 7 a.m. from the start of the first local train, between 12 noon and 4 p.m. and then again after 9 p.m. So do check the timings before you go on to catch the trains. Also, with that, 1.28 crore people covered under corona insurance policy. This is the news coming from IRDAI Chief Subhash Chandra Khuntia. So during the pandemic, two corona-specific products, Corona Kavach and Corona Rakshak, were launched by the insurers under the guidelines of the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India. Besides, the insurers also introduced coverage against COVID-19. With that, let's move on to the top updates from around the world. With that, EU regulator has clarified that Pfizer COVID vaccine is not linked to post-jab deaths. As per reports, the update has come from the Amsterdam-based European Medicine Agencies that, you know, followed reports that dozens of people, mainly senior citizens in Norway, there were reports that over 20 people have died, and other European countries also, highlighted cases of death or severe, side effects receiving the first shot of the vaccine. Now, AFP has put out the report saying that there is no link to the reported post-vaccination deaths and no new side effects. So the regulator has clarified this. EMA has basically said that it had looked at the deaths and concluded that the data did not show a link of vaccination with the vaccine and the cases do not raise a safety concern. Also, fire at COVID-19 hospital in Romania that has killed 5 patients as per Reuters. A fire killed 5 patients, in the COVID-19 hospital on Friday, and 102 other people were evacuated. Officials noted this, and 3 victims died on the scene. A fourth one during, later, and the fifth was later found in the bathroom. And prosecutors are investigating the fire. Also, AstraZeneca must deliver the vaccine doses from UK to EU is what we are hearing as per official reports. As you know, it is bound by the contract to deliver coronavirus vaccine doses produced in the UK to the European Union is what EU officials have said, to make up for a shortfall in production in Belgium. And since AstraZeneca agreed to publish a redacted version of its contract with the European Commission, the Commission's president dismissed the argument of AstraZeneca's chief, saying that the British government had a first claim on doses produced in, Oxford. So this is the report by Guardian. We'll get you more details on that. Also, with that, COVID travel ban again in place, as Emirates and Etihad has suspended UAE and UK flights as per reports. So following the UK's announcement of suspension of direct flights from UAE, Emirates and Etihad, both airlines, have announced that they would be suspending passenger services between these points. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential podcast. But do not forget to log on to the Money Control website and app to look at our extensive coverage for Budget 2021 upcoming this Monday on 1st February. Till then, stay safe. I will see you next week.